You know, I completely agree with Andrew. Fat is the great multitasker in the kitchen. I mean, you get flavor, you get texture, it transfers heat in cooking, it does miracles in baking, and using an old French technique, it preserves. Bon Appetit magazine's October issue channeled that mindset. Editor-in-chief Adam Rappaport joins us. Adam, good to have you with us.
It's good to be here.
Okay, so I took one look at the picture of the duck confit with spicy raisins and said, yeah, we've got to talk about this one. Okay, so why don't you explain what a confit is?
A confit is simply cooking a protein of any sort in fat, often its own fat, whether that's pork, whether that's duck confit and duck fat. I mean, you could also do, a lot of times you'll see like some sort of fish poached in olive oil kind of. That's, I guess, right. You could call that a confit as well.
And it's a really old preserving method originally, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and what's great, you know, with duck confit, once you've sort of cooked it in its fat, it can just stay and submerged in its fat for forever, as long as it's refrigerated. So it's a way to sort of make something delicious and then also sort of keep it and keep it preserved.
So what does it actually taste like when you cook something in its fat?
Not fatty necessarily, which I think is somewhat of the confusion. I mean, with duck confit, you're confiting the legs. You're not doing the breasts, which are typically, if you go out to a restaurant, they're cooked a nice medium rare and they're crispy on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
The duck confit, you're taking duck legs and basically braising them in duck fat for several hours till they're that amazing fall off the bone, shredded, juicy, tender. And then right before you eat them, you blast them in a really hot oven. So not only are they fall off the bone tender, but they get nice and crispy and crunchy on the outside.
And amazingly lean, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, because a lot of the fat is actually left in the pot. What you're left with is the meat. And that's nice and tender. So I'm not going to say it's not without fat, but like I said, the irony is that you leave the fat in the pan.
Could almost be diet food. But so now your technique, explain how you guys did this.
This is our food and features editor, Carla Lolly Music, sort of came up with one day when she was home. Typically duck confit tells you to go buy a bunch of duck legs. We like Pekin duck, the Long Island ducks, not too big, not like too gamey. You know, she'd buy 6 duck legs and then they would tell you to buy a bunch of duck fat also to cook the legs in. And duck fat, I mean, it's not cheap. It's about $6 for 7 ounces. And you need a bunch of ounces, so that adds up.
Right.
And Carlo was thinking, wait a minute, I know there's so much fat in duck skin and there's like a jacket of fat around the meat. Why can't I just render that fat and use it to confit the duck? So what she did, she seasoned the duck with salt, pepper, some ginger, some spices. And then when she put it like in a creuset Dutch oven, like 300 degrees, a little bit of water, put the top on and just let it go for about 2 hours. And next thing you know, all that fat did render. And within a couple hours, the legs were submerged in its own fat. And you don't have to go out and buy all this fat yourself. You essentially make your own duck fat. The fat comes with the legs. It's a bargain. So it poaches itself, and then you cook it for another couple hours. So it's probably the total cooking time, braising time, if you will, is
right.
About 4 hours. But it is one of those things you literally put in the oven, turn it on, and, you know, if you have, like, she had, like, 6 legs in a pot. So a couple times she had to move them around because they were a little bit piled on top of each other.
Uh-huh.
But there's no, you don't have to do anything. It's cooking itself. And then once it's done, take it out, let it cool. And like I said, you will have the legs submerged in its own fat. And if it's cool out, if it's that time of year and you have a backyard, you can literally just put the top on and put it outside. And as we talked before, it can just rest in its own duck fat for weeks. But let's say you're cooking it the next day. You just take the pot out, remove the legs from the fat, and you can scrape off the fat from the top. But it's okay to have a little bits of fat on top of it. Lay it out on a sheet tray, crank the oven up to 400, and for about 30 minutes, just put it in the oven, skin side up. And within a half hour, it'll be super crispy and bubbling and aromatic and delicious. And like I said, the inside of the legs will be fall apart, barbecue tender. And then we make a little sort of vinegar, sugar, raisin glaze that you just sort of boil on the stove. You kind of throw all these things in a pot and to boil it down until it gets nice and syrupy. And you can sort of glaze the duck legs with that.
Sounds fabulous. And you can also just take a little bit of that meat, right, and pan fry it and go on a sandwich? Or
you can pan fry it. It's also, you know, the French will often do duck confit, sort of shredded duck confit with like a frisé salad. So you have like the rich meat with a nice bracing acidic salad, which is really nice. So like I said, it's just a good way to cook. But this is something you're doing with the richer, fattier meats, you know, the legs, the pork shoulder,
right.
The duck, you know, turkey legs, duck legs. You're not doing with turkey breast or duck breast, for instance. It's stuff that you can cook for 4 hours, not the stuff you want to cook for just 5 minutes over high heat.
You have a great technique to have in our back pocket. Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome.
Adam Rappaport is editor-in-chief of Bon Appetit magazine. That duck confit with spicy pickled raisins, the recipe is in the October 2013 issue of the magazine. Now, you can find the recipe on our website, splendidtable.org.